Good morning, this is Yu Chen.
And Charlie.
With the 9 a.m. deadlines. In local news, Queensland's LNP government has rejected a call for increasing the state's 10-cent container refund. Increasing the refund risks increasing costs for Queenslanders, and this government will not support higher costs at the checkout, said Environment Minister Andrew Powell. A number of governance changes will be made, including an exemption to small beverage producers from paying a contribution of containers, an expansion of ministerial approval of board members, and requiring a majority to be independent of major beverage companies.
In further local news, in the Cape York Peninsula of Far North Queensland, a 7-person Indonesian fishing crew has been sentenced after being caught with 1,950 kilograms of illegally harvested sea cucumber. The boatmaster has been sentenced to 2 months behind bars after pleading guilty for fishing illegally in Australian waters, and has also been detected illegally here before, according to the Maritime Border Council. The officials will be returned to Indonesia with the master to serve his prison sentence first. Veteran Cairns fisherman Dave McAdamy states that sea cucumbers could fetch up to $50,000 a ton. He said illegal fishers are likely to return within the next monsoon season, and that authorities should engage more with Cape York and Torres Strait Islander locals with boats capable of patrolling narrow creeks and mangroves.
In national news, this week, the ACT Greens tried to pass a motion that will make free public transport for the duration of the fuel supply crisis, which didn't fall through. But an amendment to the motion has been passed, calling the ACT government to consider introducing free public transport for concession card holders. Canberrans are at a breaking point with fuel now reaching $3 per litre, says ACT Green spokesperson for transport, Andrew Baddock. It's the billion-dollar gas companies who profit off this crisis and pay less tax than Australians pay for beer. Canberra Liberals leader Mark Parton said fuel was an unavoidable cost for many Australians, particularly those in outer metropolitan and regional areas, stating, "Let's start a public transport revolution here." In addition to high prices, no fuel signs have been seen at some petrol stations around the city as the conflict in the Middle East continues to impact fuel exports.
In further national news, severe tropical cyclone Narelle is continuing to track over the West Australian coast, after already making landfall in Queensland and the Northern Territory. The Bureau of Meteorology has warned that severe impacts will be felt along the Gascoyne coast this morning. Exmouth Shire President Matthew Nihua has described the terrifying experience that cyclone Narelle has caused so far in the midst of a power loss. "It's just a very frightening situation. The noise is incredible and whole buildings are shaking," Mr. Nicula said. The Department of Fire and Emergency Services has urged residents in Barrow Island and Montebello Islands, Dampier to Onslow and west of Onslow to Coral Bay, to shelter indoors now.
In international news, interviews with active duty soldiers, reservists and advocacy groups focused on service members found that United States troops who are caught up in the war are reporting vulnerability, overwhelming stress, frustration, and disillusionment to the degree that they may leave the military. Active duty soldiers and reservists spoke to the Huffington Post about the issue on the condition of anonymity for fear of retaliation, or because they were not authorized to speak with the press. A military officer who is treating service members evacuated from the Middle East said that troops are suffering from inadequate force protection and planning. A ground operation would be quoted to be an absolute disaster that we, the United States, don't have a plan for. A veteran and reservist who mentors young officers has also stated that her contacts are losing faith to a new degree. The lack of a clear, consistent narrative justifying the Iran way is a key source for discontent among troops. This reportedly demoralizing those who believe that the poorly planned conflict is placing them in unnecessary danger for no identifiable strategic benefit.
and for the weather today, for your 9 a.m. weather, it's mostly sunny. It's currently 29 degrees, but it feels like 27. The wind is 37 kilometers per hour, and the humidity is 50%.
That's all for your news for 9 a.m. Sorry, we'll be back at 10 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to fortzzz.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast. We pay our respects to the elders past, present, and emerging of the Turrbal and Jagera people.